Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and/or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down, and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to Zelda Working Title Podcast. Woohoo! This is episode number 22. Here with us, we have a big group. We've got the usual, Matt, Alex, and Nick.
Hey, everybody.
And then Chase is back. And then some of you may remember Ryan.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Nope. Nobody remembers him. And also, every time you say, hey, guys, we got a big group tonight, and everyone just deletes the file. Oh, going to be a shit
well,
cast.
That's okay. It won't kill our bandwidth.
Have I been on a podcast with Ryan before?
Yes.
I don't know.
Did, yep.
Were you?
I think maybe one.
Yes, it was an Animal Crossing podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to say, let's give our email address out at front. That's what we're supposed to do, right? Okay. We're supposed to start doing that, and we never did.
Were no, we? But he put that bumper at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, but he never says the email address.
Oh, that's right.
All right, our email address is WTpodcast@gmail.com.
No, there you go. Email us. Our personal email addresses for like hooking up and finding local singles.
Oh, yeah, and cybering.
Yeah.
Matt, I don't know if we can do that since you're paranoid about us giving out your last name.
Yeah, but everyone knows my last name
it's
by
Matt,
now.
It's Matt Bakula.
It's Bakula dash Aretha Franklin.
Never for. Yeah, fuck it.
Well, she did die in 9/11, but of unrelated causes. To terrorism.
Was someone just trying to pinch out a Cleveland steamer?
Oh.
Sure sounded like it.
I was stretching and I didn't realize that I was that close to the mic.
You didn't realize stretching your butthole.
That's funny because I don't have a butthole.
Colostomy bag.
Colostomy bag all the way. Stick a cork in it, I'm done.
with being.
All right. So let's get this started. What have you guys been playing? Alex, why don't you go first?
No More Heroes.
Rockin' game.
Yeah, it's
is
fun.
Is it the first one, Alex?
Is this the first time you've been playing it?
The first one.
Duh, I'm Alex, and I'm too drunk to get the new one.
I have the new one, dumbass.
I went to the store, and I was drunk, and I bought the wrong one.
That's what you get for making fun of me before the podcast. Now nobody knows why I'm being a dick. I'm just doing it.
I'm being a fucking stupid dick, because last week I said I bought the second one, and I didn't finish playing the first one, jackass.
Curse my stupid dick.
So much love.
Oh, man. Shitty piece of shit. God,
what the? What? Right. That was, man. I'm not Laura. I don't hate you. I just like making jokes.
Yeah, fucking non-funny jokes that are you know what? Fuck it.
God. Alex doesn't even end his sentences.
I don't even
though.
Care anymore.
This shit.
By the end of this podcast, we're going to have to send somebody to Alex's house
shit.
To make sure he doesn't kill himself.
This shit. Fucking shit.
How much have you been drinking,
guys?
Alex?
It's
like enough to do your mom life. Without thinking I'm feeling guilty about it.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's hurtful.
That doesn't make lots of sense because my mom's a whore, and you don't need to drink anything to get
I thought you were going to say that she was dead, so...
Well, that too.
Well, why would you feel guilty? If somebody's dead, why would you feel guilty about it?
But that's the thing about necrophilia and drinking beer. It's a sudden urge to crack open a cold one.
It makes you feel okay. I mean, why the guilt? Why the guilt? I mean,
get it like
dead,
by crack open
care.
A cold one. He meant pull open a dead vagina because it's cold. Because
but
it's
here's
the, body.
The thing,
you know
that
shit's pretty clammy and good. It snaps shut like that. You gotta be
like
ready.
A clammy.
I mean, really, the only reason why we're obsessed with vaginas is because
it helps,
living
it helps
women
have a small dick for a necrophilia.
Put up a fight.
Let me tell you something. It helps have a small dick.
Oh god.
Because you go in like a drill. Right.
You heard it here, folks. Fallout New Vegas trailer is live. It's on the internet. Peep it with your eyes.
So okay. Speaking about No More Heroes, has anybody played Killer 7?
No.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I played it, but I didn't beat it.
Okay.
It
did you have
awesome.
A hard time? I mean, because I have this feeling that No More Heroes is a great game, but it's not a very refined game.
No.
There's a lot of things about it that could be better. And I'm hoping that No More Heroes 2 fixes them.
Like the graphics, the tit graphics, the physics, the tit physics. It's like
so far
it looks
away.
Like a fucking cartoon. This is the far away. I don't. You guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes. I moved next door.
Oh. While we're on it, you should tell your banana joke.
What?
Okay. Have you ever told that joke before?
No, I don't think I've ever told this joke. Do you guys want to hear a hilarious joke?
It's video game. It's video game related.
Now I'm gonna get very close for this joke. This is a joke custom tailored to the nerd crowd.
Let's hear it, Matt.
This is a geek core joke. You know, nerd core. Okay. So a guy's walking down the street, right? And he's got bananas in his ears. The guy sees him, and he taps on the shoulder. He goes, "Hey, buddy, you got bananas in your ears." But the guy just turns around and keeps on walking. And he taps him on the shoulder again. He goes, "Hey, buddy, you got bananas in your ears." The guy turns around and keeps walking. So the guy taps him on the shoulder again. He goes, "You've got bananas in your ears." So the guy takes the bananas out of his ears and goes, "I can't hear you. I'm deaf."
You know, I once yelled at a deaf kid for not listening. I felt like an ass afterwards.
I'm not really even sure what to say to that.
And there's my joke. Look it up. Last Comic Standing. This is a great joke.
Okay, let's right. get somewhere on.
Moving on.
Yeah. All
right.
Matt.
What?
What have you been playing?
Cards.
What kind of cards? Pokemon cards? Yu-Gi-Oh cards? Magic
no,
cards?
No, I was inspired by the game...
You've been playing baseball cards.
I was inspired by the video game adaptation of... I pronounced that really weird. Of Casino Royale. I started playing Texas Hold'em, and just haven't stopped since.
But his scarred eye keeps watering, and I
yeah,
beat him every
time. I have the most obvious tell is I pee my pants every time. I try to bluff, I just pee, and it's a very loud pee.
It sounds like his penis is farting.
How the hell do you control the volume of it? I've been trying to practice that over years.
Yeah. Well, I go, ow, my dick, ow, my dick, ow, my dick.
And if you have that burning sensation when you pee, you may want to
consider. And then I go, oh, I'm lying. I don't have a good hand. My dick hurts.
It's the UTI, isn't it? It burns.
I usually lose the game. Kind
of moaning, you know.
Fantastic.
And that's what I've been playing this week.
All right.
Been playing with
Nick,
himself.
How about you?
I've been playing Mass Effect 2.
Fuck some mess.
Good.
It's awesome. I'm so close to dipping my thang in one of the crew members.
Which one?
The Australian one, Miranda.
Good choice.
Yeah. How come every time I talk about my the video game I'm playing, everybody just stops talking?
Because we're all listening so very closely to your sweet, sweet voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. Anyway, well, yeah, the game continues to be awesome, and I love it. So.
Yeah. I mean, the game is really, you're just waiting to fuck one of those chicks, one of those hot-ass chicks. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be an alien? Is it going to be Cadet Kelly? Is it going to be that girl from Chuck? Is it going to be the girl with all the tattoos? Is it going to be Black Kevin? I don't know.
Wait. Which girl from Chuck? There are a lot of girls.
No, the main girl, the blonde girl, the one who's like,
Sarah.
Chuck...
Not the new. Not the
I don't.
New,
I don't care. That show is horrible.
Only one girl in Chuck that I know of, and let's face it. Probably never gonna have sex with her in real life. So Shepard, I'll jerk off to this Shepard sex scene, and that'll be the closest I ever get to it. Okay, let me live in my fantasy
so
world.
So you're gonna jerk off to Shepard? Is this right? Or
well, he's my analog.
What I heard was I will.
Hey, guess what, Alex? Shepard can be a girl.
Yes.
Oh.
So maybe it's Shepard eating that pussy.
That's what I wish I was. It's pronounced pussow.
Pussow.
Other than eating pussow, can Lady Shepard have sex with ladies?
Yeah.
No.
She could in the first one.
She did in the first one, but the thing is that
it was the
Asari, because they're like all dykes.
Pretty sure I heard that the female can hook up with Kelly, though.
Cadet Kelly?
Yeah.
Nick, your face is all red.
I know! I trust me.
Stop drinking, Nick.
I hate this. I quit.
Can I try to show me your all right. Spider?
Nick, no. Anything else?
No.
No, that's it.
All right, Chase, how about you?
Playing Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2. Anything?
Mass Effect also.
Additional to add?
How far are you without spoilers?
I'm probably around the same place you are, because I feel it coming on too.
Did you?
I've been working the magic on Tally.
Okay. Are you doing the?
Because I really just want to see behind the mask.
You don't.
I'm pretty sure. You still. Don't.
But are you doing like the personal missions right now?
I'm done with all those.
Oh, okay, so you are ahead of me.
So yeah.
I played. I don't know. Like, with Fallout, I can play for hours on end, but with Mass Effect, I feel like once I finish a mission, that's a good place to stop. I don't know.
I normally do two or three.
Something. I guess it's because there's not much exploration.
Yeah, they did cut out a lot of that.
How long are the missions?
Well, it depends.
They're good length, and it depends.
Yeah, you don't drive the moon lander thing anymore. Right. You just...
They're maybe like the shorter ones are maybe like 30 minutes, you know, or up to an hour maybe.
I'm 10 hours into the game and I'm not that far.
Yeah.
Cool.
I haven't spent a lot of time. I'm like 26 hours into it maybe.
Okay.
In Fallout, I'm way too many hours into that game.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, that's it for me. And
anyway,
I think that's it for everybody.
That was me.
Ryan?
Oh, Ryan. I forgot Ryan was here.
Oh, Ryan.
I didn't mean that. No, I meant Orion, because I'm looking at the stars right now. We're outside.
Well, we could do this cast outside.
Oh, we could.
Yeah. Cold.
Frigid cast.
So, Ryan, what games?
Well, lately I've been on a bit of a Mario Kart binge. So
nice.
Mostly Mario 64 and Mario Kart Wii. Because, well, they're both on the Wii. Makes things rather handy.
Did you download Super Mario Kart?
Negative.
Are you going to?
I might. I need to recoup the money first. The monies are running low at the moment. I don't get paid for till the beginning of... not this Monday, but the following Monday.
That's not too bad.
So, I needs to focus on living until then.
All right.
Understandable.
Yeah, living's a nice thing. I like doing it.
It lets you continue to play games.
Well, exactly. Do you second live? Do you second live in your second life?
Yeah. No, there's no second life involved. I ran out of one-ups a long time ago.
You're stuck in first life.
Yeah. Real life. It's a fucking drag.
Well, okay. And then I've just been playing Brawl. And also, last time, I forgot to mention that I've been playing some new Super Mario Bros. Wii, and I beat it, so that was cool.
Oh, you know what I played it last week?
What'd you play last week?
We started playing our Star Wars RPG sessions again. Well, I guess I don't really play since I'm the Game Master, but...
The Game Master.
And... Oh! Let me tell you something about my party, which is Nick, Kyle, and Kyle.
Force Lightning!
They suck at the game. They fucked up everything. They are
We somehow were able to ruin the entire storyline that Matt was going off of.
Yeah.
By being the worst role players ever.
They
that,
fucked up
That
everything.
Is beautiful.
They got thrown in prison. They escaped by dumb luck. Here's the most retarded escape plan ever.
No, okay. So, hold on. You have to go with the way in character how Kyle talks over everybody. He's like, I'll handle this. And then he says the stupidest thing ever.
But so they got thrown in prison, right? So they convince some guards to go away so they can pick a lock. And then they pick a lock, and then they're like, oh, so do we walk out? No, let's get those other guards from down the hall over here. And let's pretend to be sick so they'll come inside and we can take their stuff.
We need to get their guns!
Why did you pick the lock? Why did you just call them over there in the first place?
I was not thinking ahead.
It didn't make any sense. And so if the guards would have came inside and opened, they would have seen that the lock is picked and realized something was up and obviously not gone inside.
I thought the door was going to open outward. It opened inwards. I was gonna kick the door in the guard's face, but it opens inward. I blame Matt for not telling me that the door opens inward. He should have done that when I did my perception check. So,
no.
We have a bad game master.
You guys sucked. And it's
but
hilarious.
It also wasn't my fault. It was... We get in there, and then Kyle's like, I'll handle this. What are you talking about? Like, he was trying to call a bluff that was not a bluff.
You're going to like, jail. Said,
and at the end of it, they tricked two guards into coming with them. So for no reason, they just picked up two more party members that don't do anything.
Two henchmen.
They tricked two guards into following them that is going to lead nowhere, and they have no reason for
And then we were going to kill them in cold blood, but everybody else said no.
They're retarded.
So it was fun.
Very fun. It's so fun how retarded they are.
All right, let's do Adam's News Hour. We've got no new games, except for Star Trek Online, which came out for PC.
Yeah, a bunch of people at my work were talking about it, and I'm like, shut the fuck up, nerds. And the same guy who was talking about it kept calling Army of Two 40th Day. He kept going... I was just playing Band of Brothers, Army of Two, 40th Day. And I'm like, that has nothing. Those franchises, like Band of Brothers and Army of Two are two different things. He's like, okay. And then a minute later, he's like, somebody's like, oh, you've been playing something? He's like, oh, yeah, I've been playing Band of Brothers, Army of Two, 40th Day. You're making that title unnecessarily long.
It's long enough.
All right.
The way it is.
Let's see. Upcoming games, February 9th. We've got Bioshock 2 for 360, PS3, and PC. February 11th is a Wii game called Zangaki no Renglev. I have no idea if that's how you pronounce it, but apparently it's been in development for 3 years before the Wii came out.
So it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Duke Nukem
February
forever.
16th. Yeah, right. February 16th is Red Steel 2 for Wii. February 22nd is Endless Ocean Blue World for
and
Wii.
And Project
February
Hammer 23rd, for Wii.
You heard it here first. February 22nd, Project Hammer. February 23rd is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction for 360, PS3, and PC. We've got quite a bit of gaming news since I've finally got my laptop back
up.
Hey,
you forgot about Heavy Rain.
Hold on. Can I see something in gaming news real fast?
Heavy... Shit, when is Heavy Rain?
Doesn't it come out at the end of...
February? Yeah.
I don't know. It's coming out. Look it up, guys.
I'm coming.
If it comes out at the end, I'll let you know. Oh, yeah. There it is. Heavy Rain, PS3.
I can't wait.
Yep. So, I want to say, did you guys see the screenshots for Xenoblade for Wii?
I saw a screenshot.
It actually looks pretty good if you're into JRPGs, which I'm not. Just want to get that. I'm not. I ain't no gay. I'm not into JRPGs.
We know.
But it looked pretty cool. If you liked Xenosaga... if you liked basically anything with Xeno Clash,
Xeno Saga,
Xenosphere,
Xenon Girl of the 21st Century,
yeah, Xeno Warrior Princess, just anything. This is the sequel
Xenophobe
to all those games. But it looked pretty cool. Check it out. Just go to www.games.com and ask them what's the halves with these new games.
Call 1-800-VIDEO-GAMES extension 2439-742888888839,
which is my Wii code,
4273-874-9328, and then hit pound 18 times and then shout Xenosaga and you'll get the right extension.
But if you hit pound any more or less than 18 times, you will be charged $25 for every second you're on the phone.
What exactly are we calling for?
They'll know what you're talking about.
And they'll mail you some printed out screenshots from the internet.
Sweet. All right, listeners.
But
email us with photographic
proof.
They'll fax you
some stuff.
Hey, I think this is newsworthy. There are 46,787 gamers on games.com right now.
Wow.
Games.com is the real place?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a lot of gamers.
They have their featured game is golf.
There you go.
I wish I could just make this kind of stuff up.
It sounds like the most boring game of all time.
It's the two most boring things ever.
Combines the action fact thrills of golf.
And the soundtrack is by Yanni. And it's MIDI versions of Yanni's music. So it's even more boring.
Alright, let's get on. Boring gaming news from Nintendo. I think last week, maybe a few weeks before, Nick mentioned that Nintendo had been approached by the people who made Natal, and they declined it. So that's kind of newsworthy.
Yes.
Let's see. The last story was announced, and that is a game that's being worked on by Hironobu Sakaguchi, who's the creator of Final Fantasy.
That's a really great name. You know, it's totally...
The
it
last
totally
story,
has nothing,
yeah.
No similarity to Final Fantasy.
Right. Totally different.
God almighty. Fucking
His
jabs.
Nickname is Shark Boy.
Alright, let's see. Iwata was not impressed with the iPad. Go figure. He's quoted saying, it was a bigger iPod Touch.
Yeah.
And while he said that, he was also asked about the Wii HD and a motion-controlled handheld. He mentions, I question whether those features would be enough to get people to buy those new machines. So.
Does he get to go anywhere without being asked about the Wii HD? Like, I can just imagine him at, like, the corner store buying a pack of condoms, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Oh, it's for his dildle.
Dildles.
He puts it on his dildle.
Yeah.
And the guy's like...
On the dildle.
A pack of condoms, a six-pack of Natty Ice. And then he's
eye
like...
Eye roller.
So, can you tell me? Wii HD, is it happening? And then that's the end of the scenario.
And they'd be like, well, he'd go to a restaurant, and they'd be like, what will you have? And he'll be like,
Wii head.
I'll have a Wii head. And they're like, we don't
know what that is.
Yeah, and then they'll be like,
I'll be the waiter. Why are you here?
I just wanted to tell somebody about the Wii HD, and nobody's been asking me, and I really got to get this off my chest.
I don't care. Are you going to order any real food, sir, or we're going to kick you out?
But the Wii
HD. Let me interrupt for a second.
No.
Listeners, This whole conversation is in Japanese. We've just translated it for you for convenience.
Okay, back to the action. Oh, man.
And then he dies from too much sex with the condoms. He has sex with the condoms.
He puts the condoms on his hands. And
puts them on the natty ice. Get it right, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, he punches a hole at the end of the condom, and then he pours all the natty ice into a condom.
he makes a beer bong out of the natty condoms.
And then he just sucks it off all night.
Nom, nom, nom.
It's disgusting. Because it's kind of gay. I don't like it.
No, it's not gay because they're strawberry flavored.
Did I ever tell you guys about my plan?
Oh, God.
My plan was to wear, basically, roommate had a box of condoms that he got from his work, like just a bunch of multicultural condoms.
there was
a bunch of chocolate
grape
condoms. And
there were condom stores.
My idea was
some pretty exotic.
Yeah, I don't give
stuff
a shit. My idea was to wear chocolate condoms until my penis permanently tasted like chocolate. So just constantly wear chocolate condoms all the time. Because
why not just use Axe's chocolate spray?
Because Axe,
yeah, seriously.
I mean, then it would turn
into
chocolate.
No, because Axe is scented, not flavored.
Yeah. This, just imagine how good my dick would taste.
His dick would taste like soap if he used Axe. A lady would be getting ready to go down on Matt, and she would be like, this smells like a choco-rific evening. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, baby. And then she'd suck it, and she'd be like, oh, what did I do? Why do I have soap in my mouth?
Just imagine the reverse. She'd be like, oh, man, your dick smells so bad, but it tastes like chocolate.
And then she high-fives Matt.
Tastes like a Tootsie Roll.
And then I'd come chocolate. Because I'd eat nothing but chocolate for 6 months.
It would be nougat.
The inside is nougat. Or peanut butter. I'd come peanut butter.
It's nasty.
All right. Pokemon Company has announced that they're working on Generation 5. The Generation 5 is going to be, you know, new games, and it's supposed to come out this year.
And, come out for me, please.
And new Pokemon, which is ridiculous. We don't need new Pokemon.
Right. So now there's going to be 700 Pokemon in total.
That's
sweet
bullshit.
Zombie Jesus.
That is absurd.
All right. So let's see. We went over Xenoblade. And last story. So, yeah, I guess we can skip that. No More Heroes. Heroes Paradise is delayed until April. That doesn't really affect any of us since we're not getting it over here. Or no, we are. But later. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yoshio Sakamoto is the creator of Metroid. He's going to be talking about Metroid Other M and WarioWare later at GDC. So look forward to whatever he's going to say. Let's see, Sony. The PS Wand is supported by about 12 games so far. They are Ape Escape, Echo Chrome, Eccentric Slider, Sing and Draw, Champions of Time, Motion Party, The Shoot, Tower, Under Siege, Flower, Pain, and Resident Evil 5 Alternate Edition.
All my favorite.
Worthwhile.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. Wait, what was Ape Escape for?
It's Resident Evil 5.
Hey, and guess what? Not coming out with motion controls in America.
I like Ape Escape 13. A lot. Ape Escape is awesome.
So, I find this kind of funny that, you know, about 9 of the 12 games are what sound like mini-game compilations.
Yeah, and they're all going to be horrible.
Well, it sounds like they're going to be just one idea games. At least Wii Sports was five games.
Well, at least Wii Sports.
Came with the damn
I don't know, sing and draw. That's two ideas, Alex.
It's going to be
Champions of Time.
That's a watch-checking simulator. They should just release the tech demos.
You have to flick the wand up like you're looking at your.
They're
going
to ask you for a time, and you have to do it digitally, and you have to move the hands on the analog clock.
You look at an analog clock, and it's like, what time is it? And you have to enter it in exactly what. You know,
no, you have to wind your watch. It's a walking around simulator, and every now and then you have to wind your watch, or else you'll
dodge obstacles.
That sounds a bit more exciting.
Hold on, Matt's going to read a passage for us from a book that I found on the bookshelf. We're in the living room today, not my bedroom. And he's going to read a passage from Stedman's Medical Dictionary, illustrated, the 23rd edition.
Glands. A conical acorn-shaped structure. Clitoritis. A small mass of erectile tissue capping the body of the clitoris. penis. The conical expansion of the corpus spongiosum, which forms the head of the penis. Thank you. And so if you ever... if somebody ever says, please touch my glands, you'll know they don't mean glands, like they have a sweat gland. They mean the head of their penis. And don't do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for tuning in to another reading of Stedman's Medical Dictionary, a la Matthew James Kimball.
Whoa! That's my full name. He made the last two parts of that up.
Next week, Matt's address in full.
All right.
Until we get to the phone
number.
Give
it one digit at a time, one piece at a time. So the first, the number.
One piece. Yeah. One piece. I love that anime. I don't love that anime.
It's about pirates, you know.
No, it's not. It's about swollen legs. I think.
All right. Moving on. Let's see. Square Enix released some screenshots of Final Fantasy running on PS2, so apparently they were using the PlayStation 2 to test it, and then it got moved to PS3 when that came out. THQ, during an announcement they made, they referred to the PS1 as the Ark, which was a previously rumored name, so people think now that maybe that name is...
Is it going to be compatible with their new game, which is a sequel to NWO versus NC? What were those?
NAACP.
NAACP versus NWO Revenge. The return of Sting and Dr. Frank.
That is a question for THQ.
Dear THQ, I'm using my Stedman's Medical Dictionary as a computer to write this email, so I don't think you're going to get this.
All right, Microsoft, you are going to have to rebuy any games you want for your 360 or PC game room. For whatever reason, they're claiming that these games are original games as opposed to slightly modified games, so that's why you're going to have to pay the extra money.
I read that. From what I understand, it's like they're like actually arcade ports or whatever, so I don't actually see the problem with that. I mean, I don't know.
Wait, rebuy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like if you have the games for XBLA, but you want them for your game room, you have to pay again.
But I think the point is that you don't have them for your XBLA. Because like all the Xbox Live Arcade games are like remakes and updates to those games. Or a lot of them. Anyway.
Right, so they're modified games. They're not
the
like.
It's not like you're buying the same exact game. I mean, technically.
How much of a difference are we talking about, though?
We don't know yet.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, is it like...
But Matt's never heard of the game room.
Yeah, is it like Second Life or Home?
Yes.
Is it like PS
Home? It's kind of like Home's arcade thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and it's just like an arcade where you can play different games. But like, I own Pac-Man on Xbox Live Arcade, but it's not going to be in my game room. You have to rebuy it.
That's fucking shit.
They should at least...
Yeah, really.
It's still stupid that you have to pay anything for it, but for the people who bought it, they should at least get it like half off or something.
Home is where it's at. Seriously. Everyone just buy PS3 just to play Home. It's the greatest piece of software ever created.
Did you guys play last night?
No, we didn't. We saw your messages too late.
Yeah, well, Laura sent me one, and I was at... We were doing stuff, so... But anybody who wants to join us ever, we'll play on the weekends. Listeners, we're always in Home.
Fun.
Yeah,
things.
Just join the board and we'll start a Home topic.
We're usually dancing.
There you go.
We want more people to take pictures with.
Yeah.
That was good.
Sweet.
Not after
we
that
should
last
take,
one.
All right. We should take a Zelda Working Title Podcast fan photo in Home. So everybody should log on and we'll all get a picture together.
Yeah.
That'd be kinda neat.
Meet the stars of the podcast.
There you go.
And the autograph.
And Zoe Saldana is going to be there from your favorite movie, Avatar, Academy Award nominated feature film, Avatar.
Well,
Jimmy James Cameron says, got to have tits, got to get that award, got to get the Oscar. Best director, Quentin Tarantino, suck my Avatar, the little connecting thing in my braid. Because you suck, it's going to Jimmy James Cameron, got to have tits.
What do you think an Avatar's glands looks like?
Avatar's glands looks like little stringy rope things that come out
of
there.
Pretty good picture.
Out of
Well,
no, it's the mushroom parts of the strand thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the part
an acorn
mushroom
shape.
Stamps.
It's the tip.
You said?
Mushroom. Yeah, no, it's their collection. It's what they call their collection of mushroom stamps. Because that's what all the Na'vi collect.
Mushroom stamps?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Let's keep going.
All right, one more thing about the game room. No games in the game room are going to be rated over E10+.
What?
So, I'm not... Is T above E10?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous.
So no Street Fighter.
Games, no M games.
So I can't play Chiller?
Yeah. No a lot of games.
Dear Xbox, I'm using the Air as a laptop to write this email, so you're probably not going to get this, but screw you.
Well, just type it on your Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, but everybody will be able to hear it on the radio. I found out at the Mac Genius...
Over the interwebs.
I found out on the Mac Genius Bar today that Wi-Fi uses radio signals.
Really?
So I'm afraid that people who drive past my house are going to be able to hear all my documents. And all my...
Hear you typing?
They're going to be tuning into the radio station. They're going to tune into my Wi-Fi, and they'll hear all of my documents.
But the real question is, are they allergic to it?
I don't know. They very well could be. I don't know how you can be allergic to documents, but it could happen.
I was more referring to the Wi-Fi, but okay.
All right, Bungie says there's not going to be Natal in Halo Reach.
So
those rumors are
Bungie
totally
says
destroyed.
60 more Halo games, 6 per year for the next 10 years. Just get ready. Buckle
yeah, maybe
in for some
Halo Reach 2 and Halo Reach 3 and Halo Reach
Halo
Wars
Reach
and
around.
Halo Reach ODST.
Halo, Halo Reach Reach.
Yeah, and then Halo Reach Reach and then Halo Reach 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 2. Halo Reach 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 Reach.
And then Halo Reach Around.
I was going to say Halo Reach Around.
Hey, everybody, let's say Halo Reach Around.
Halo Reach Around.
Good, now we've all said all the
right.
joke. No, shut
10
up.
Podcasts ago.
So, big news came out today. We got the announcement of Sonic 4.
What? That's not the big news. Fallout New Vegas.
That is big news whether you like it or
Fallout
not.
Fallout New Vegas.
Sonic yeah, we 4, knew New Vegas was coming.
Sonic 4 is going to be a 2.5D side-scroller, so that means 3D models, 3D environments.
Guess what? It's downloadable only, and it's going to be coming in episodes. You're going to have to pay a ton of money for it. Screw that
and
game.
And guess what?
Yep.
Sonic Team hasn't made a good game in...
15
well,
years.
Maybe forever.
But it's Sonic 4, so hopefully it's going to be good.
It'll suck. It will
and
suck.
It is going to be episodic. It's coming out for all systems, PSN, XBLA, and WiiWare. It's supposed to be released in the summer, and you're going to be able to use the 6-axis and the Wii motion for the Wii and 360.
Does anybody still
PS3.
Use the 6-axis?
No.
Don't know.
No.
I think that was pretty much...
I mean, the DualShock's got the motion sensing in it. And that technology is called the 6-axis, I think.
Yeah,
so
what he's
whatever.
Saying is nobody uses
the
that
The back
technology.
Of the PlayStation 3 controller says DualShock 3 6-axis.
There you go.
And it's got a little
axis.
USB port.
All right. SOCOM devs are supposedly working on Star Wars Battlefront.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars Battlefront Online.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll
so,
see the light of
that
day.
That could be really, really
apparently
big.
It was the... They actually were planning that to be the fourth installment. And there's actually concept
really?
Art for Battlefront 4.
Yeah, and it looks amazing. But it was when Free Radical was doing
it. Yeah, it was when Free Radical was doing it.
So it's... Right now they're saying it's going to be released
but,
in 2011.
Yes, but LucasArts also said because it's online, there's not going to be a single player.
Yeah, it's stupid.
That's stupid. It'll be online
I mean,
only.
That makes
That's retarded.
Sense.
I want my split screen and my bots back.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to play Battlefront
well,
after this.
Go back to the second one, third one, whichever.
Play some Battlefront after this.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's see. THQ is going to be making sequels for The Blob, Darksiders, and Saints Row, so that's good news.
Yes, Saints Row. Wait, is Volition developing Saints Row 3? Because I hope it's not THQ handing it off to someone else, because Saints Row 2 is one of the best.
They may just be publishing it. I'm not sure.
Because they usually publish it.
Alien vs. Predators got a demo out. I believe it came out either today or yesterday. It's for 360, PS3, and PC.
Oh,
multiplayer is supposed to be really good.
Yes.
And that is
excited.
The end of Adam's News Hour.
Excited?
We are going to
it
move
really
on
cool.
to our very lengthy discussion of
no,
Alex.
It's not
going
like
to
be lengthy.
It's not going to be lengthy. Alex
not...
right now is shit-faced, and he is just going to go, blah, 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 I hate doing
So we're going to attempt to talk about the Zelda timeline.
Oh. Yay!
Okay,
you
well,
won't be hearing anything from
I'll
me.
Start,
thank you,
I'll start
Ryan.
At the beginning. In the beginning, Link was born. Then he got a little older. Then he fought Ganondorf. And then he went back in time. 6 new timelines were created. One of them, Link was gay. One of them,
Link was black.
One of them, Link was retarded. He's given a new disability in every one. So gay, black, retarded. One of them, he had 2 left feet. Not just in the dancing sense, but he actually had 2 left feet.
He always walked in a circle. He couldn't go anywhere.
And then one of them, no dick. And then another one, Link was Princess Zelda.
Yeah, everybody called him Zelda. And
in that universe, he did nothing but look at himself in the mirror all day.
Wait. To get even more off topic, you didn't even talk about the Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas trailer.
Didn't we talk about that at the beginning?
Not really. Did you hear?
All right, we'll talk about it now.
Looks good.
Adam's News Hour is back.
Okay. Yeah, it's pre-rendered, which is kind of a bummer.
The trailer is pre-rendered?
What? I mean, really, the trailer mirrors almost exactly the like initial Fallout 3 trailer.
Fallout 3 trailer. So. But it makes everybody excited some more because it's got the, what are they called, the Republic of California?
New California Republic.
Yes, they're going to be a main part of the story. It's been confirmed.
And it looks cool because
there's a huge Las Vegas city.
New Vegas is actually a new are a huge city with electricity and stuff. It looks unlike anything.
So it's going to take place in Vegas in the wasteland around Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah.
So and it looks the robot in the trailer looks really cool. And Ron Perlman's War Never Changes is in the trailer as well.
So is this DLC or
it's a brand new game that comes out in fall.
Developed by Obsidian, who key members of that team worked on Fallout 1 and 2.
Very cool.
And but on the Fallout 3 engine.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to be on the Fallout 3 engine.
Right.
And they dropped some hints that they're going to bring back some of the old stats and stuff from the first 2 Fallout games. Like the armor, the damage threshold, and among other things. So it's going to be... I'm really excited.
Cool.
So that's it. All right, back to the Zelda timeline.
All right, Zelda. Alex, why don't we start with your main gripe about
this? Well, I mean, we should explain the timeline first, right?
Well, just say your thing. Say your thing about why you should or should not play the game.
Wait,
what?
I'm not saying like you shouldn't or shouldn't play the game. I'm just saying the timeline's a bad idea. And that's really going into it a little far, though. And we should explain what the timeline is, or we should explain what the controversy is.
Right. So let's start with what you think is the problem.
The game never started out with a timeline, and it seems like, especially with the past games, they're going to try shoehorning a timeline.
And they also said there is no timeline.
Yeah, they've said there is no timeline. They said that with the certain sequels that there are, I mean, they're the same characters that carry over, but every like new Link is just a new story in a new universe in a new time.
Yep.
They have also said that there is a timeline.
Yeah, but they recently said that specifically in response to someone going, there's a timeline. And then all the fans went, there really is a timeline. Even though that Nintendo said that themselves, they're the one who made the game. So...
Yeah, so I think that that is their latest claim.
Well, I think timeline. One of the... Cause
but you, let's talk about Ocarina of Time specifically first. God.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
So, Alex,
go ahead.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Go ahead, Adam. Okay. Just start talking.
All right.
Just so I could get more pissed while I'm drinking.
Okay, great. Let me get through this before you say anything, though.
I know.
Okay. Chase and I were talking earlier today, and we came up with a timeline that seems to work. So here's what happens. You start the game. This is Ocarina of Time. You start the game. You get the 3 spiritual stones. Zelda gives you the Ocarina of Time. You open the doors, whatever. You pull out the Master Sword, and Link is either sleeping or he instantly jumps. It's not really important at this point, but he wakes up 7 years later. During that time, during the 7 years, Ganon enters the Sacred Realm because Link has pulled out the Master Sword. He goes into the Sacred Realm. He trashes the place, gets the Triforce. The Triforce splits into 3. The Triforce of Power stays with him. He exits the Sacred Realm, and then he proceeds to take over Hyrule for the 7 years. Link returns 7 years later. He does his whole hero thing. At the end of the game, Link defeats Ganon, Zelda,
wait,
and the Sage.
Spoilers! Wait! What? I'm just kidding.
Spoiler alert! My bad.
Sorry.
If you haven't played the game yet, or if you haven't looked at Wikipedia to find the plot, pause the fucking podcast, look it up, and then come back. And if you don't want to know, turn off the goddamn podcast and listen to something else. I would recommend listening to episode 20, because it was really funny, and it was a good episode. Or even the latest one, episode 21, which has been released today, which, not today, today. But, you know, some other time.
You know, today some other time. Listeners. Whatever. Is this guy released?
In an alternate timeline.
In an alternate timeline.
There you go, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So, spoilers. Link defeats Ganon. Zelda and the Sages trap him in the Sacred Realm. Link gets sent back 7 years in the past by Zelda. So here's the thing. There is one Ganon and one Link. Link can travel throughout the game. Link can travel freely through the 7 years. Ganon, once he enters the Sacred Realm, Ganon never time travels, ever. So he goes in the Sacred Realm, comes back out, conquers Hyrule, and then it's 7 years later. Then he gets trapped in the Sacred Realm. Link gets sent back in time 7 years, and there is no Ganon because the Ganon has been trapped. Oh, it's hard to explain. Ganon has been trapped.
No. If it's hard to explain, then listen. You didn't explain it.
All right, I have a graph.
I'll tell you this right.
I have a graph. I'll read it to you.
Oh, no.
So I have one line going straight up. It's on the left. This is going to be the original timeline, okay? So you start the game. You pull out the sword. Ganon takes over Hyrule. Link returns. Ganon is defeated. He's trapped in the Sacred Realm. Then I have, a little bit after Ganon being trapped in the Sacred Realm, I have a line going to the right. It says, Zelda sends Link back into the past 7 years.
Nobody gives a shit about your stupid graph.
I'm recreating a visual image for the listeners. So there's no Ganon.
I don't get acknowledged? What?
What?
You should post the graph when you post the episode.
Okay, I'll post the graph. So when he gets sent back, he goes on to do Majora's Mask and possibly the Wii Zelda. We don't know yet.
No, and then later, Wind Waker.
No, listen, Chase and I have decided that there aren't any games other than Majora's Mask in that timeline. All the other games take place in the timeline where Ganon was trapped.
No,
in the
all the other
realm,
games don't take place in the same timeline, you fucking retard.
Are you sure?
Yes. Here's how it goes. Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, Wind Waker, in the same timeline. All the other games, who gives a shit? I guess A Link to the Past and Link's Awakening take place in the same timeline.
Wait. There's two timelines for Ocarina of Time.
No, there is
not. Which timeline... Yeah, there are. That's what creates the two timelines.
No, here's the thing, is you're just pulling shit out of your ass. It's clear that the developers did not intend this crazy stuff, and they're the ones who created it, so that's why it doesn't make any sense why you're even, like, coming up with this shit. Here's how the developers wanted it. You beat Ganon in the future, you travel back to the past, everything gets set right. That's it.
That was actually the intention.
Yes.
And I agree with Matt, and the reason why... It still means there's a second Ganon. That the Ganon in the past still exists.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. Because it would mean that was in a realistic universe, or they're like, wait, hold on, that doesn't make any sense. Where'd the other Ganon go?
What the creators really wanted was, in the end of the game, Link sort of, Link gets another shot at the past. That's what they intended. What they didn't realize was there's a paradox, there's an eventual paradox that they've created for themselves. And it seems almost obvious because when the entire interview that people are basing this dual timeline, this parallel timeline thing on is, it's Aonuma was talking about this, and all of a sudden they sort of said, "Oh wait, there's two timelines now." Oh well.
Yeah, no, they didn't think about it. That's the whole thing, is that when they're making the game, they weren't thinking about it. I was like, "Oh yeah, well I guess there would be two timelines." That's the whole thing. Is yeah, really. If they were taking this to its logical conclusion, there would be two timelines. But they didn't. They just went, he saved the day. Now he went on to go do Majora's Mask and Wind Waker.
If you that's take it, it so the problem with thinking about so this is, I think that's a different problem because the real problem with the timeline itself is people ignore maybe the important parts of Zelda's story. It's not about the timeline. Zelda's story has never been about complicated
Zelda
physics.
In general or Ocarina of Time?
Zelda in general, even Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time is a very simple story. It's a very black and white story about good and bad. If you look at the themes, it's a very, very simple story. It's not meant to be complicated. The events of the future, that's all it really... That's as difficult as it gets.
When you think about it, it's really just Hamlet with lions.
It's...
What?
No, it's not Hamlet with lions.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's Lion King.
It's... that's Hamlet with lions. It's what it really is, it's mostly like it's linked to the past in a 3D world, and they needed some way to have a dual world mechanism, and the easiest way for them to do it is
time travel. But that all has to do with gameplay.
Logically speaking, there's a couple things we have to realize. The Sacred Realm does not escape regular time. Link himself is in a special place that keeps him in a 7 years. Yeah, that makes him able to travel 7 years. For whatever
first of all,
reason.
we don't know what exactly happens to Link. We don't know if he's actually like sleeping for 7 years, or if it's if it's a teleportation. If it's just instant, like 1 second he's a child, 1 second he's.
Well, we know he's teleporting because he can go back and forth.
I would say he's sleeping originally just because when you first wake up in the Sacred Realm, he just got out of bed.
Pretty much. Right. And this is where, Adam, you keep on making this point that, well, you have to suspend your disbelief. I'm already suspending my disbelief. I mean, the fact that they put Link in stasis and his body hasn't atrophied from not moving, from not doing anything.
Yeah.
That's suspending my disbelief.
Adam even brought up the good point that even if he was 17, he still has the mind of like...
Right, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, he doesn't have any fun. And I'm actually suspending that disbelief. I'm not even arguing
However,
that point.
A possible reason behind that is because this is true. The legend said that the Hero of Time had to be a certain age. And Raru says when you first meet him that he had to suspend Link 7 years because he was the Hero of Time, but he wasn't the right age. So that doesn't really mean a lot, except explaining why he kept him for 7 years.
Is
that like the game version of Pedo Bear or something?
Well, no, it's trying to make a logical argument from a completely false premise.
Because
it's not the important part. The important part is you go through time. And there's a lot... What's accepted in the game is logical events do happen. The entire game has been about consequences from the past, right? What you do in the past affects the future. It doesn't happen the other way around. What you do in the future does not give a damn what happens in the past. You also accepted that Ganon doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't move to the future. He doesn't get put into stasis. He himself is stuck wherever he is. He follows the natural progression of time. And what's assumed in the end of the game is that Link goes before he meets Zelda. Link warps back to the past before he even meets Zelda. When Zelda sees Ganondorf, at that moment she sees Ganondorf. The entire reason she's there.
That's what people think, and I can understand how people think that because
it's completely logical, and the entire reason that anything is as it is right there is because when you go back to the past, Ganon is there at that moment. I mean, the only reason you don't believe it, the only reason you think that the entire logic is skewed is because, well, there can't be two Ganons.
Well, yeah. And also,
Ganondorf isn't there.
Well, here's one other little tidbit to think about. When you first meet Zelda in the game and you're talking to her, she claims to experiencing almost a deja vu type feeling.
Right.
Just a little something else to think about.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
When you
she said she knew it was going to happen. She already had a dream that she was going to meet Link.
Yeah. So the other assumption is unless the only way your thing works, and I think the game would have worked fine had Aonuma not said anything, is if it was just one single timeline that the events of Ocarina of Time always happen no matter what, and that's another plausible time travel mechanism that no matter what happens in the future, if you go back to the past and affect the things in the past, that was always meant to be.
Right.
It's always one singular loop.
So that's under the thought that there is only one timeline. There isn't two.
But the problem with that theory is because based on games like Twilight Princess, there's an assumption that there are multiple timelines. If you even believe the timeline theory. If you don't believe the timeline theory, then you could ignore most of this, right?
Okay, well let me.
You guys are putting way more thought into this than the developers ever did. This is so ridiculous.
Well, we're talking about it.
Well,
though.
Now I think the thing is the developers are now thinking about it, and they're actually putting games like Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass and even Wind Waker have started to play upon this timeline thing. I think what really happened was right after Ocarina of Time happened, and Miyamoto said, this is the first game of the Zelda series. He was talking about specifically Ocarina of Time. And from then on, they were going to move on with the story from there. So games like Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks and Wind Waker and Twilight Princess are within some sort of timeline that they're starting to build now.
No, but I don't think Twilight Princess took place in the same time, did it?
The assumption is that
it
Twilight
took
Princess...
100 years after Ocarina of Time, right?
But nobody knows which timeline it happened 100 years after. So that's why
okay,
they...
Okay, well, here... Here's what Chase and I think is a possibility. So, in the adult... Alex, you brought up the point, not in the podcast, but on the board, you brought up the point that why pull the Master Sword from the pedestal of time if not doing that would not allow Ganon to get the Triforce of Power and take over Hyrule and ruin the future timeline, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know why they did it. I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of a logical standpoint. Why
right.
not?
For gameplay, obviously yeah. they did it. For the story, it could be for a different reason. So, anyway, you progress along this original timeline, right? Ganondorf has taken over Hyrule, adult Link comes into being, and then he gets sent back in time. Ganon is trapped in the Sacred Realm. Adult Zelda is still there. The sages are still there. So, 100 years later, or however many years Twilight Princess is after, Twilight Princess happens in this timeline. Ganondorf is in the Twilight Realm. Through that, he comes back into Hyrule. There's a new Link, a new Zelda. At the end of Twilight Princess, spoilers, Link stabs Ganon, and we don't know what happens to him. We don't know what happens to him. Assumably, you know, he's dead, but he's Ganondorf. He doesn't really die. So, let's just say, for argument's sake, that they think Ganondorf is done. Zelda and Link, you know, they get older, they die. Ganon eventually escapes from, you know, this sword, his death, whatever. And that's when this story from the beginning of Wind Waker happens. Ganon turns into Beast Ganon, takes over Hyrule, and then the goddesses flood. Hyrule.
The goddesses make it so then, wet. What kind of conclusion are we going to come to?
Hundreds of years later, Wind Waker happens. Ganondorf escapes from whatever seal he was put under by the goddesses, and then he comes into Ganon's tower. Wind Waker happens, and then he's stabbed in the face at the end of that. So, those are all in one timeline.
Okay.
Majora's Mask is in another timeline.
So
this is just a possibility.
So the problem with the possibility is that we're not really sure where Twilight Princess is supposed to be. My biggest problem...
Timeline-wise, you mean?
Timeline-wise. My biggest problem
yes.
with the timeline in general is in most of these Zelda games, including Link to the Past, Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, and Ocarina of Time... I like to think of them as like the original Zelda games. Those are the retelling of the original stories, right?
Okay.
And one of the big draws of them is that
which ones?
So the original Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, and I'll put in Twilight Princess.
So you're saying those are all the same story, just told a different way?
Well, they're retellings of you know, they're different variations of the same story, because
okay.
And the reason I bring that up is. If you look at like the history of those games, like each of those games presents some sort of history, right? A history of Hyrule, but the history is
yeah.
a little bit different each time. They actually add stuff and take stuff away. Twilight Princess is pretty different. They mention an entire Twilight realm, a completely other world. They mention
right.
the goddesses and they mention everything, and they mention they mentioned basically this whole world that could be started from its own, that how this is built is from scratch. You don't hear about the Twilight Realm in any other game. The same thing goes for Minish Cap. Minish Cap begins in a certain way also. There's a certain history of the Minish people.
Minish Cap is supposed to take time before Ocarina of Time.
Well, here's the problem with that. You never hear about those, you know, what are those miniature characters?
The Minish.
You hear about the Minish ever again. You don't hear about
the
Twilight
because they're
ever
not,
again.
Well, they're not really... Yeah, the Cory.
Picori.
They're not... Picori. They're not important outside of that game.
Well, no, that's besides the point. I mean, the fact that you can't have multiple you don't have multiple histories of the same thing happening in the past.
Yes, Matthew, we get it.
Hey, Matt, your jokes aren't fucking funny.
Hey, it's me, you jerk. Notice how I haven't been talking at all. This is the most boring and stupid conversation you've ever had. It's gone on for so long. End it. The developers made the games without thinking ahead in time that video games would need to have timelines. They were games, not massive stories at that point. Who cares?
And I agree with you.
There was no internet. Yeah. When Ocarina of Time was made, there was no internet fan boards that they cared about.
I thought there were internet.
There
AOL
wasn't.
Was
there
existence.
Wasn't sexy Jet Force Gemini fan fiction yet. So
let's just the internet ruined video games. I fucking hate you guys for talking about this.
All right, listeners, we've just had a very lengthy, angry, angsty, drunken conversation with each other. We're just gonna finish this conversation another day, because it's getting late. We're all tired.
It's gonna be a bonus podcast.
So yeah, it's gonna be a podcast number 22++ super bonus whatever. So we're just gonna go to emails and read those. Bonercast. Let's see who sent us emails.
You don't have them open?
I got them. Let's see. Kenzia sent us the little drawing.
There's another drawing?
All right.
I haven't seen it yet.
So, Kenzia replied to us again, "Hey, podcast, how are you doing tonight?" "Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking." "I would like to take a moment to reply to David West's email." Oh, geez, this is a bad one. All right.
Can I?
Cover your ears, listeners. That petite dick motherfucker, downy ass clown shit head sent in a stupid email. He's so dumb, I can't even stand it. If I saw him in public, I would ask him to get on his knees and open his mouth so I could shit into it. First of all, he said he listens to a ton of gaming podcasts. What a loser, all caps, !! Blah, blah. How many times can you listen to the same gaming news segments and not want to put a Glock 45 up to your head and blow your brains out all over the wall? Okay, so second, he says you guys go off topic, which is absolutely why he is a gay poop smearing Stevelin Kleemer cock and eater.
Stevelin Kleemer?
Stevelin Kleemer.
Stevelin Kleemer. Hey, how did Kenzie know my dad's name?
The best part about your podcast is that you are all some friends getting together and talking like friends. I love your podcast. Please send me some pics, guys. I'm ready. Thanks. Bye.
What he means, or she means, is she's ready with the dildos.
She's got her dildos cocked and ready.
She's going to town. Into town to buy some more dildos.
Should we do like a Zelda working title podcast or calendar?
Yeah, well, no, we got to send... I don't know why I've kept calling... I'm pretty sure it's a guy now.
No,
it's just because the name Kenzia sounds like a girl.
Right.
But he probably wants pictures so he can make that party picture an actual picture now. So let's post some pictures of us on the board. We'll do it, Kenzia.
Wait, he's on the board. He can just go to the Picto.
Yeah. Kenzia, thanks a lot for writing in. This is a great email. I agree. David Weiss is a shithead.
And he's totally a, what was the word?
He's a Stevelin Kleemer.
He's a total Stevelin Kleemer.
Yeah, I'd take a shit in his mouth in public, too. Only in public, not in private.
It'd be too saucy if he did that.
Yeah. He was the one who came in with the critique and said Alex was boring. That's just ain't right.
Well, I mean, I think that was the only thing right about the email.
No.
Everything else.
Come on,
everything
Alex.
Else was pretty much.
Well, we love you, Alex.
I'm taking it.
Okay.
He doesn't know what
to
say.
So next one.
I'm so taken back.
Lucas emails us.
My Asianized tear.
These eyes, are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. All right, next email, go for it.
Lucas says, when I listened to episode 20, I could not stop laughing at the wemail.blunts thing. So I typed in the website in Safari on my iPod, and this is what came up. He sends us a picture. Ironic that it is Cox, or also Cox. Cox, K-O-X, is an...
C-O-X.
K-O-X.
C-O-X.
Is, or C-O-X, my bad. C-O-X is a internet service provider.
Really?
Yes. And since Matt is a very gay man, I thought he would find these cocks interesting. You guys are really funny. Matt is the funniest, obviously.
What?
Nick's laugh is funny. Adam sounds cool. And Alex is just a douche. Just kidding. But he can sound a little deadpan sometimes. But overall, he gets as funny as shit. It's funny when he's drunk on the podcast. Smiley
that's
face.
Great that I... Keep that's up great the that shit
congratulations.
Funny.
Yeah, you're just as funny as shit. My laugh, laugh is funnier than shit, though.
Keep up the podcast, ASCII penis.
Man, I'm funny.
Okay, and, I'll describe the. He typed in.
Are you talking about like eight equal?
He typed in
yes.
Wemail. He typed okay. in wemail.blunt, which is actually weedmail.blunt. But he typed in wemail.blunt, and it just comes to the Cox page and says, "We suggest you try spelling right."
Yeah,
you dumb piece of shit.
The following results may be useful. Wii games by mail for rent by mail. Gamefly TM rent Wii games. New Wii HD component cables 16.95.
Rent blunts from bluntblog.bluntblunt.
Bluntflix.
From Bluntflix. When I first read this email, I was like, what does this person mean that my laugh is funny? And then I listened to episode 20. And when Matt was responding to Kenzie's fan art, I totally know what he means by my laugh being funny. I was in tears. Oh, it was so funny.
Thanks. I obviously am the funniest. I mean, Nick's laugh is funny. Nowhere near as funny as me. Adam sounds... Yeah, he sounds pretty cool. Adam, I want to tell you that.
Thanks, Matt.
Adam, you sound pretty cool.
I want to hang out with you.
Alex is just a douche. Just kidding. We all know Alex is a cool guy.
I'm as funny as a turd in water.
Yeah. But I really, me and Adam are the only ones. It's pretty obvious that me and Adam are going to have to find a new podcasting crew since you guys aren't up to our standards.
Are you just going to patch in some of my laughs?
Yeah, we'll have like a
sound. It'll be the laugh track.
Yeah.
It'll just be you laughing whenever
we'll
it's
have
a funny part.
We'll have to add some clapping over your laugh.
Oh, wow. Now is a... Fucking.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you, Ryan.
This is a ridiculous...
I wasn't clapping.
...long email. Noah Harned sent us another email.
When did we get this email?
Yes.
A couple days ago?
One day ago. All right, so Noah writes in, "Hello, it's me again. I just finished your most recent episode, and I thought you might want to know what I think about Zelda Wii that you talked about in episode 18. I heard somewhere that they were making a possible sequel to Majora's Mask, and the artwork that was revealed at E3 looks much like Adult Link from Ocarina of Time, parentheses, his hair gives it off.
What?
And I'm making...
Sorry, keep going.
I guess his hair looks like Ocarina
looks
of Time.
Looks like a giant polygon.
And I'm making... And in making a sequel, they could fill in the mystery of what happened to Kid Link searching for his fairy Navi. And that could connect to the Twilight Princess. Also, the past hero who teaches you moves in Twilight Princess could be Kid Link, and because when... lost my place. Could be Twilight Princess... Okay. Also, the past hero who teaches you moves in Twilight Princess could be Kid Link, and because when he... went into the Lost Woods, ha... Oh, God. This is just messing me up. When... He went into the Lost Woods. Ha must have his identity. He has the Gilded Sword.
No, no.
Which
no,
the
he
Majora's
he
Mask...
must have... I'll read this. Okay, let me read this.
Oh, I totally skipped
when he...
the line.
Hold on,
right,
let me read this,
because
you're fucking it up. When he went into the Lost Woods, he must have gotten killed and become a skull figure. That skull figure resembles a Stalfos. And when Hyrulean is killed, they turn into a Stalfos. And also his equipment gives off his identity. He has the Gilded Sword, which is Majora's Mask Link, or Kid Link. And his shield looks like a broken mirror shield. Of course, you would have to see it for yourself. I don't have a picture of it. This all comes from the split timeline theory made by Ocarina Hero 10 from YouTube. I would like to hear what you think about this and maybe some of your own theorios. What? Also, my resolution, New Year's resolution is, it's blank.
Blank.
It's nothing.
And then he gives a link and to the YouTube video. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, Noah. Thanks,
Noah Harned. I'm so glad that you worked past your disabilities in sending us this email. I'm so glad that you decided to learn English specifically to write us this email, and that you got most of it right. Let's see. I'm going to start with just the stupid theories that you just came up with. That when you go into the Lost Woods and die, you become a Stalfos, and then just stick around to teach Link moves later.
Show me your moves.
Yeah, you're just pulling shit out of shit. You're pulling shit out of your ass, which isn't
you're
very
pulling,
hard.
You're pulling out Alex's sense of humor right out of your butthole.
Which is nothing?
Because funny as shit.
Funny as shit.
Oh, Funnyorshit.com. My new check out some new vids on there. Rate them funny or shit. Who knows? Maybe you think shit is funny.
But
it's a pretty interesting theory.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I was really excited to hear your new resolution, and it's not anything. So.
Yeah. So maybe next time.
But those are some of our theorios. I don't know, man.
How many theory?
Okay.
Oh, are you?
Oh, wait. We got a review on iTunes.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't know
about
that.
A second one.
What was that?
Yeah. We've gotten 5 ratings, all 5 stars.
Number
that's
two.
Good. That's good.
Number
three. They're not from all from Kenzie,
right?
Let's
see. No.
Kenzie has 5 different iTunes accounts.
Kenzie 1 through 5.
Man, we're a 5 gold star podcast.
I know. We're up there with Fartcast and Shakira Cast for the most popular podcasts of the year.
All right, here we go. MCR Poppet says, "This is the best video gaming podcast there is. Zelda Universe can't measure up to this. It's hilarious. H-U-L. Hilarious. The hilarious host makes it worth subscribing to. The topics are very engaging. I-N.
Oh, yeah, because we all play engages.
Right. And bring up some good points and views. And the part I like is that it's not just about Zelda, so there's something for everybody. I give this 5
How
stars.
How boring is Zelda Universe podcast? Does anybody listen
to
that?
Yeah, I know. All our fans are shitting. I'm glad we're filling in the void.
We're apparently
like,
just really,
well, no,
really
they,
awesome.
It seems like there's a group of...
Or we're better than the worst
apparently
podcast
there's
ever.
There's a group of people that are more boring than me. I don't understand.
Probably a whole,
well, we make
so,
up
well,
for
I'm
you,
so,
so it's okay.
It's probably
it must
a whole
be
Alex
cast me's.
Over there.
It's because they don't have the hilarious laughter of
Nick Shively in the background. Nick,
of
well,
the
let's
host.
Just,
yeah.
Let's just, guys, let's just say this, is that Zelda Universe podcast didn't have the Dildal remix, which is the number one.
That's true. it just won the Grammy for best remix.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys, listen all the way, literally all the way to the end of episode 21, and you will understand what we're talking
or
about.
Or of any podcast.
No,
I'm putting
that up as its own podcast. That's going to be its own podcast, the Dildal Remix.
Are you going to put it up as a podcast or just put the MP3
Matt's,
up?
Matt's
no,
gonna
it's
going to
be a
Matt's
podcast.
Matt's going to put the Dildal song up as a bonus podcast.
Shouldn't give it away.
Well, that's what I think, but Matt likes it so much.
No,
so.
It should be shared.
No, it should be shared. No, Adam just shouldn't have said Dildal podcast.
Well, we already talking about it. Anyway, what? you'll hear it. Just it'll already be by the time this episode comes out, it'll already have been on iTunes, reached the charts at number one. Mm-hmm. So
number one hit.
So there you go.
It's a number one.
Email jam. Us. We'll talk about your email on air live.
Oh,
Saturday
oh,
night.
Happy Black History Month, everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's Black History Month.
Oh yeah.
I hereby declare this podcast the first podcast of Black History Month,
oh, yeah.
And I dedicate it out to Rosa Parks for her fight against racial inequality and the bus driver union of the 1950s.
And also,
never forget,
guys.
Never
I want to say, if there are any Black listeners, join us. Black History Month, we'll have a Black person on the podcast. I guarantee it.
Oh, wait. This podcast also goes out to Kazam. Shaq's greatest character ever.
Nick's looking at a picture of Kazam for inspiration right now.
I was looking at a picture of Kazam under Ruse a second ago.
Okay. So what's our contact information, Adam?
Our really contact info is tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Those are both our online forum. You can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. Look for Zelda WT Podcast with spaces. So Zelda space WT space podcast. And you can find us on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And that is all. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Chase.
You're welcome, Adam. Again, I'm the only one.
We will see you next time. You're welcome, Nicholas.
Greatest cast. Great cast.
Great cast.
So we'll get this out to you as soon as we can. Hope you guys enjoy it. Goodbye.
The podcast of Farians.
Podcast of Farians.
I like fun topics, like, which video games have you jerked off to the most? Mine would be...
Doom.
You dreamed of a cacodemon sucking your dick?
Yeah, God of Duke God Doom. Of War. The Harpies in God of War.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, the fucking succubi from Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, in Unreal Tournament, they had these stained glass windows with pictures of naked ladies on them.
Duke Nukem 3D?
Dildles.
Anybody?
In QuickTime? Might not have.
Try VLC.
VLC is my favorite girl group. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to.
Hey, Nick, who sang that song again?
I did. I wrote it.
Oh, really?
Good answer. No, Jesus. Seriously, who nipped in the butt,
the,
Alex.
No, I knew it.
Seriously, who wrote
I
the
know,
song?
I know where this is going, and I wrote it.
No,
so.
Who wrote the song?
No, Alex, I want to keep it this way. I'm the one who wrote that song.
No, I really want to know who wrote the damn song. I know you didn't write it. Who wrote the damn song? I heard
Lisa
it before.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
It was VLC.
DLC.
No,
the
VLC.
Lesbian Chicks.
No, Lesbian Chicks.
DLC.
Cheeks.
Good.
Okay.
Why would I do
Can
such
I start
a
talking?
Ridiculous thing?
Because you're drunk, I don't
Can
know.
Go?
I'm not drunk.
Let's go from here.
Everybody shut up. Matt was saying right. something.
Cheers, Alex.
Go, Matt.
Right. Cheers.